High voltage switch yards sit at the heart of every power network, routing and controlling massive amounts of electrical energy. Testing this equipment is essential to keep the grid reliable, but it's also one of the most hazardous jobs in the industry. Preventing incidents here isn't optional, it's the foundation of safe operations. Why testing carries real risk? Switchyard testing involves circuit breakers, transformers, isolators, and busbars carrying voltages that can be lethal in an instant. Even routine diagnostic checks, insulation resistance tests, contact resistance measurements, or relay testing put technicians close to energized or recently de-energized equipment. A single lapse in procedure can lead to arc flash, electrocution, or equipment failure with cascading consequences. Building a culture of prevention. The strongest safety records come from switchyards, where prevention is a mindset, not a checklist. This means strict adherence to lockout/tagout procedures, verified isolation before any test begins, and clear communication between test crews and control room operators. Personal protective equipment matched to arc flash ratings is non-negotiable, as is regular calibration of test instruments themselves. Planning reduces exposure. Good testing programs are planned, not improvised. Switching sequences should be reviewed and approved in advance, with every step documented. Test windows should be scheduled during periods that minimize risk to live systems nearby. Redundant verification checking isolation twice, confirming zero energy state independently catches errors before they become accidents. Training as the first line of defense. Even the best procedures fail without competent people executing them. Ongoing training, hands-on drills, and regular refreshers on evolving safety standards keep technicians sharp and confident under pressure. The bottom line. High-voltage switchyard testing will always carry inherent risk, but that risk can be managed through disciplined procedures, thorough planning, and a genuine safety culture. Preventative power isn't just about protecting equipment, it's about protecting the people who keep the grid running. Thank you. For more information, please visit our website www.systemprotection.in.